You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Hi, here we are again, MLB.com Extras, the Seattle Mariners edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Greg Johns. And, boy, Greg, we've got some ground to cover. It's been quite a wild week, some ups, some downs, and some pretty extremes in those directions. But let's start with Masashi Iwakuma. As you and I get together here today to talk Mariners, he's coming off a second outstanding performance, this one against the Rangers, coming right off the back of a no-hit performance against the Baltimore Orioles. So when we talk about, the positives, the real bright spots for this team right now, he's the guy. It's Masashi Iwakuma.
He certainly has shown what he can do this past couple of weeks and kind of what the Mariners have missed. They've been a team that hasn't done what everybody had hoped, and part of the reason is they missed Masashi Iwakuma for a good chunk of the season with a strained lat. He's out a couple months, and the same with James Paxton, who came into this year as their number two starter and kind of supplanted Iwakuma in that spot. So those are number two and three guys in your rotation behind King Felix, and they have missed them. Their pitching hasn't been what they had hoped, and some of that has led to their bullpen problems because you don't get as much length in your starters, and it trickles down to the bullpen. So you get Iwakuma back, and you see what this guy has done, and to me he's one of the more underrated probably right-handed starters in baseball over the past 3 years since he moved into that rotation. And you look back, I mean, 37-19 with a 2.97 ERA coming into this year as a starter. I mean, that's good numbers. That's as good as anybody in the game. You take him out of that picture, and it's tough. It's a tough blow. But this past week, you see what that guy can offer. The past couple weeks, what he brings, and he's a pitcher with a veteran guy with a lot of guile that pitches on smarts and has good stuff. Keeps the ball down, and you've seen what he can do when he's on, and really what they've missed this season with him on the sideline.
Pretty special stuff. You mentioned Paxton there. What's the latest with him? He threw a simulator the other day.
He did yesterday, as we speak here today in Arlington. He came out through two innings. He's finally getting healthy. He's missed a couple months with a strained finger. It's the middle finger on his pitching hand, and it just hasn't been able to grip a ball. And he's finally back, looking good, looked sharp. They expect him probably to make a couple rehab starts here soon. They haven't made that official yet, but he looked good enough yesterday to be about ready to go out, and it would be a couple starts in Tacoma and get back here and at least pitch probably the last 3-4 weeks of the season, which he's made 10 starts this year. That was a guy they needed, and he's kind of been, when he is on, he is really, really good, but he's just had trouble staying on the field here the first couple of years of his career.
Cash, you mentioned what could have been this year with this rotation, and you start thinking about next year, with Felix and then Iwakuma and Paxton and, who knows? Taijuan Walker really, falls into place for him. You're wrapping up a series in Texas with the Rangers, and I think the same thing of them. I think here are two teams who this year, and it's not over for either team, but two teams that next year just scare the daylights out of people, I got to believe, with their rotation. The Rangers go out to bolster things for the stretch run, but, when you talk about them getting Darvish back next year with what they are already working with now, both these teams, kind of interesting matchup today as you wrap up a series, but you're looking at a couple of teams that could really dominate in this division.
Yeah, and today we're going to see Mike Montgomery. He's another rookie that's kind of stepped up because of some of these injuries and got off to just a lights-out start, of course, and back-to-back shutouts and a one-hitter thrown in there and looked really, really good. Former first-round pick. He has struggled here his last 6-7 outings and kind of hitting that rookie wall, maybe, and teams figuring him out a little bit. But he's a guy that could fit into that picture as well next year. They need to get Iwakuma back. We talk about Iwakuma. He's a free agent. I think all signs point to him probably re-upping in Seattle. He really likes it. His kid's very comfortable in school in Seattle, and I think he's a guy that we'll see that will extend the contract, but that's to be seen. So, yeah, and if they can add another starter into that group, get a little more depth, that's a pretty darn good group.
Yeah, and of course, so let's say, assuming you can re-sign Iwakuma, and then you have to assume that maybe Robinson Cano plays a little more consistently. We can just chalk this year up to what it is. I know he is
looked so much better in the second half, and with Edgar taking over as the hitting coach. But that's another, you know, that's another element when you start looking to the future. But the other thing too is we touched on the young guys, I think, last week. What are your impressions as you've seen them now for a couple more games?
Yeah, it's interesting when they hit the July 31st deadline, they made a couple moves. A couple of those were to bring up guys. Ketel Marte is really probably the keystone of that. You know, the top position prospect. They brought him up and put him in the leadoff spot and said, "Hey, go get him, kid." And he's young. He's 21 years old, but he's brought an element of speed that this team sorely needs. Good athlete, and they're playing him at shortstop. There were some questions really about whether he was a shortstop, but he's looked very good there. I think that he's kind of settled some issues there. They were talking maybe they'd play him out in center field. And he's more of a second baseman, and they got that guy named Cano at second. So where were they going to put him? Well, you know, they've ended up playing him quite a bit of short. He's looked pretty darn good there. Brad Miller, you know, looks more like an outfielder. So I think, you know, when they have time next spring, maybe that's how the pieces start falling into place. But Ketel Marte, kid that can bat leadoff, and that's a big, big key for this team when you can get, you get the Seager, Cruz, Cano group there in the middle, and then you start extending that lineup. Then you start to get some things going and get guys on base for them. So that's a big piece. Jesus Montero, the other guy that they said, hey, let's bring this guy up and evaluate. And he's shown some signs. So he's that right-handed bat they've kind of been looking for. And he's played a pretty, you know, decent first base. He's still working there, but he's been able to handle himself there. And that's another piece they want to see here in the last 2 months. This is a big, you know, last 7-8 weeks for them to see what they can do with those young kids. And that's part of what they're doing here down the stretch.
Not that anybody wants to relive it. You know, Boston's in the rearview mirror. But at the same time, that's really a curiosity, right? You can hardly look at the results and not want to talk just a little bit about what in the world happened at Fenway. How do you I don't know, put your mind around what you saw there, including, you know, a Felix meltdown at Fenway?
It's pretty amazing. There's two things that I think you would just never, ever imagine. You had a team that threw a no-hitter, and then their next three games gave up 45 runs and 60 hits. I mean, that's pretty addressing. And the other thing is Felix Hernandez starting a game that you lose 22-10. I mean, those are two sentences you just didn't imagine you'd ever toss out. So, yeah, Felix, that was tough. I mean, it's been very interesting. Felix has been very good this year. He's won 14 games for a team that's struggled to win games, and he's been, all-star game and all that stuff, and deservedly so. But he's had a couple of clunkers, a couple of really un-Felix-like outings, and that was certainly one of them. 2 1/3 innings, gave up 10 earned runs, which is the most he's ever given up in his career. So he did not look like Felix. Sometimes Fenway can do that to you, but he's had a couple of those. The real bad outing in Houston, where he only lasted a third of an inning. He's just when he hasn't been on this year, it's been pretty rough. So interesting to see. That's the side of Felix we haven't seen in a while. And but the flip side is, you know, he can come out and be everything you expect the next game, and usually does bounce back strong. So he's back on the mound Friday in Safeco Field against Chris Sale, which should be a heck of a matchup. So we'll look forward to seeing how he comes back.
Yeah, that's one of those games you put a little star next to, and you make it a point to sit down and watch that one. The other thing from that series, you scored 21 runs in a three-game series. You win one game. somewhat unusual.
It almost blew that one. I had a 7-run lead and gave it up and had to come back and win in 12. So, yeah, sometimes Fenway will bite you.
Yeah, I guess we'll chalk it up to that, but an historic weekend nonetheless. And now a chance to get a winning series out of Arlington today for this team, and then back home for a little bit. All right, Greg, always appreciate it. Let's hope that next week is maybe just a little simpler week, not so many extremes to talk about, but maybe a couple more wins. Always appreciate it. We'll do it again next week.
Sounds good, Dave. Always good talking to you.
All right, there he goes. That's Greg Johns, MLB.com Extras, the Seattle Mariners edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.